New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
92% of Americans are going to be exchanging some kind of chocolate today for Valentine's Day. But what are the most popular kinds? And what if you waited to today to actually get it? Is there any left on the store shelves? Carly Childhouse is the spokesperson for the National Confectioners Association. You can find them online at candyusa.com. Carly, do people actually wait till today to buy their candy? Because that's my plan.
Thank you so much for having me. You're not alone in waiting until today. About 5% of Americans say that they actually purchase their chocolate and candy on Valentine's Day. Most other people are buying it ahead of time, including 50% of people buying in the first half of February. But you are absolutely not alone, and hope you'll be able to find your favorite heart-shaped box of chocolate or conversation hearts on the shelf.
You know, I get off lucky, actually, because my wife is always like, you can buy me a little something for the day of or the day before. She loves to go the day after. She's that person. Comes in, it's all half bought. Let me load up. She gets us enough chocolate to get us right to Memorial Day.
That is a plan for some people, for sure.
So when it comes to like the box of chocolates, why do some people don't put what the chocolates are in there? What if you want to know what you're eating and you don't want it to be like a roulette?
Well, most of the chocolate boxes actually have that guide. And most Americans say that they consult that guide. They do want to know the kind of chocolate that they're going to have. 22% of Americans say that they randomly pick one, though, which is I know that I like to know what I'm getting into when I enjoy a piece of chocolate. Some people bite the corner to find out what's in it. And then 10% of people actually poke the bottom of the piece of chocolate to figure out what the flavor is.
Poke the bottom.
Yeah, what are you pulling, like a needle or something like that? This sounds creepy. I just don't want to bite into it and taste like one of the fruity ones. I hate that.
Gosh, no, when it's coconut, I get so mad.
Oh, I like the coconut. I just can't do it. Like, I'm not the cherry guy or the orange guy. Nope, I don't want those.
Get rid of that altogether. And, you know, you talked about the candy hearts, the confection hearts. Am I saying that correctly?
The conversation hearts.
Conversation hearts.
Iconic boxes of conversation hearts.
Now, does anybody actually like those? Because I feel like they taste like chalk.
A lot of people do. It's a really iconic part of the holiday season, and we've done enough conversations that you know that I'm going to tell you that I happen to love conversation hearts. I really like the yellow ones and the orange ones, and of course, love to see the different sayings that they have every year.
I feel like the sayings keep getting more risque every year. Is that true?
Right. We're getting a little more in the face.
There are all kinds of different messages that they have. I know this year's Spangler candy that makes those sweetheart conversation hearts, that iconic red box. Their theme this year is actually an animal theme, thinking about people who've gotten pets during the pandemic. So it's things like lovebirds and perfect. But we actually asked Americans what kind of message they want to see on a conversation heart. And this might not be any surprise. Most Americans, more than half, say they want sweet. 28% of people say funny. And I am partial to the 21% of people who say they'd like a sarcastic conversation heart. I think that's fun.
Me too.
That's mine too.
Yeah, all of us. All right, well, all fun stuff. Happy Valentine's Day. Carly, thank you so much for taking the time. And you can learn more about all the candy you love at candyusa.com.
Thanks for having me. Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.